Hey.
That was the sexy sounds of Steenie
Racing.
Brought
to you
yeah.
by Coach and Six. Yatzine. And some other people.
The first actual Coach and Six artist to play this radio show.
Quite a historically momentous...
Now everyone can watch.
Everyone can watch us.
Just talk like a bunch of idiots.
Talking. Just sitting in a room talking by ourselves.
On the sex bed.
Just maybe we should close the door, turn off the radio, and go at it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That would be... No, we got to charge people to listen to that.
Oh. That'd be excellent.
I guess, you know.
We both got nice mics this week.
I know. These are...
There's definitely something about Raj's place that's better than that stinky-ass studio.
Well, for one, there's not as many people crowded around the mics.
Right.
It's clean.
It's clean.
The toilet's
It's well kept.
Right now, if we were in Super Asbestos Studios, the toilet would be flooding.
Right. We'd have to go outside to urinate.
So
there'd be like
you know,
people from 18 different bands wanting attention. But here it's just us and Steenie Racing.
Yeah, that's right. Did you like them?
Yeah, I did.
I was pretty impressed.
I asked for a CD.
They're, I don't know. They're, I think it's pretty seldom that a band that's different is actually good.
Yeah.
You know? And, well, I shouldn't say that, but it's hard to get a good mix of different and good, and they succeed pretty well,
yes.
I think.
Look at that. We're scaring everyone out of the basement.
Yeah. All right. Get out of here.
Get out of the basement.
So I noticed there's a Pink Floyd banner on the wall down here and a Grateful
Dead banner.
Oh, I
thought that was just one of those
banner.
Goofy 3D posters.
I was wondering, is Roger some kind of hippie or something?
I think Roger has a hippie past.
Okay.
He's, I think, some sort of associations with Andrew Sharon, and everyone knows he's a hippie.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Anyway.
I'm a Rush fan. That's about as close to a hippie as I get.
Uh-huh.
Which is prog rock.
Yeah.
Isn't that
even know if that's... You're stretching at being a hippie there.
Yeah, I think I'm probably more of a... That's probably runs more with the mullet set.
Yes.
Yes.
What's his name?
Huh?
What's the Rush guy's name? I should know, too.
Geddy Lee?
Yes. Geddy Lee.
Geddy Lee, Tom Peart. And I can't... Or is it Tom Peart? It's somebody Peart.
I just know Geddy Lee.
Neil Peart.
Neil
that's
Peart.
It. And who's the drummer?
That's Neil Peart.
Is it? Okay, I thought he was the bass player. Who's the bass player then?
Geddy Lee plays bass.
Oh, yeah. Who's the guitar player?
Okay. And you claim to be a Rush fan. You've got the band completely mixed up. I think Peart Plus plays drums.
Neil Peart drums.
Neil
Geddy
Young?
Lee bass. I knew Geddy Lee was on bass.
You're pathetic.
Well, because they always mention him and Les Claypool in the same breath.
I hate Les Claypool.
Damn Les Claypool Primus.
Les Claypool should start a band with Chad James.
Oh, man. Have you seen the cover for their most recent album?
Uh-uh.
It's got to be, like, one of the worst albums. Well, it's, like, creepy looking.
Really?
I guess maybe that's what they wanted.
Some of that claymation stuff?
It looks like one of those Levi's... remember those Levi's magazine ads with the person with the airbrushed pictures of the big swollen face?
No.
You know, it's supposed to look like they're really close up and their nose is all huge and shit.
I think some of that Grand Forks weekend's getting to you.
Yeah, I suppose.
Levi's commercials with big noses.
No, like...
Ads. Print ads.
To be completely honest, I never saw anything but beer in Grand Forks.
Okay.
So, you know, the Grand Forks crowd shouldn't really be offended with... If there's probably not a Grand Forks crowd. But anyway, they shouldn't be offended. You know, I'm not calling Grand Forks people druggies or anything.
No, we in no way mean to imply that. It's all those Air Force
but
people.
But anyway, the cover of Primus looks like those old Levi's airbrushed ads that were like probably 95 era. And
well, that's
I
a long
hated
time ago
those.
For me.
And anyway, that's what the
time I go by internet time. 5 years, that's like 20 years to me.
An internet year? What's an internet
Web
year?
Time.
Like 2 weeks?
It's like dog years.
Dog years.
Are they accelerated? Yeah.
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 Because the internet increases, what is it, the internet increases exponentially every year or something like that?
I think so. And we're on the internet.
It's an amazing time we're living in. We should all be glad we're alive.
Yes.
So, you know, to be on the cusp of such...
Imagine how much easier the Inquisition would have been if they would have had web.
Huh?
The Inquisition.
What Inquisition?
Wasn't there one like a couple hundred years ago?
Hmm.
Oh, I don't know.
You think I know that shit?
No. But they would have had a lot easier if they would have had web.
Web.
Yeah.
They would have had web.
Uh-huh.
Got web.
Got web.
If June Panic is listening, which I know he's not, I've got a book of yours.
This is great because those people out there can hear us, right?
Yeah.
You suppose they're annoyed?
They're annoyed.
We're louder than any
of them. Shut up.
They're trying to have conversations out there.
Why don't those guys on the mics shut up so we can...
Why are those two guys sitting in that room talking on microphones?
They don't know that this is a webcast.
You know, I found out I'm going to not. I'm gonna miss the Mothma show, I guess. I'm leaving that day.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So you just pretend to be me?
I can pretend to be
okay,
you.
Okay,
I'll need to borrow your glasses.
I promised Evaslog I'd go.
I'll borrow your glasses.
Okay.
And do you have, like...
I've got my... I've got a high pair.
Do you have a high prescription?
Yeah, you'd have a headache within a minute. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm blind. Blind as a bat.
I've got perfect vision. I'm like...
Good.
I can see everything.
Well, don't mess that up.
Well, I imagine, you know, as you get older, I'll probably need it.
Actually,
you know, one thing
I was told that your eyes get... last time I had my eyes checked, they were better.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of
optometrist might have been from Grand Forks. So.
It's a kind of a given that when you turn about 50 or whatever, you start needing reading glasses.
Yeah.
You know?
Thank God I've already got them.
And you start needing to go get your colon checked.
Ooh, let's not talk about
it. Have you ever had your colon checked?
No, I suppose I should, huh?
Well, you are.
I'm in that age, 31.
31?
Colonectomy.
You got about 10 more years.
Oh, 10
and
more?
Then you probably better get it done.
Okay.
I think that's 40 when you're supposed to get that shit.
I don't know. Well, maybe the world will end before that.
You never know. Maybe. I heard China and U.S. are going at it over Taiwan.
Guys.
Anyway, so how much longer are we going to ramble on?
I think we'll
before signing off.
Close it up here. I don't know. Roger's going to say 5, 6. No. Filter, what's my nickname? Phil. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. Truck's the guy that gave himself a nickname, right?
Did he?
I remember someone, like, a while ago, a long time ago, at the beginning of all this craziness, gave themselves a nickname. I think it was Truck. And I couldn't figure... You can't give yourself
there's
a nickname,
no,
can
there's
you?
There's no Aces in Fargo or anything. Is there anybody named Ace?
Oh, I'm sure someone in Sons of Poseidon is named Ace.
I think maybe you could be Ace.
Ace?
I don't
know, but he's one of the few people that I was actually introduced to them with their nickname.
Truck?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know his real name. Like Mark or something?
Fred.
Oh, Fred.
Mark. I never heard the name Truck until probably I knew Todd for a couple of years.
Really? You know, the weird thing is I actually have a friend whose name is Truck.
His
Vietnamese. Truck Phan.
Oh, okay.
His name's Truck.
I was going to say those were some pretty deranged rednecks.
Is it pronounced, is it spelled Truck?
It's spelled T-A-R-C, but he says it's pronounced Truck.
T-A-R-C?
T-R-A-C.
So I bet you a lot of people call him Tark.
He works at Giovanni's. No, it's T-R-A-C. I spelled it wrong the first time.
Track?
Yeah. At Giovanni's, they call him Track, but
Track.
I know him as
That's
Truck.
That's his nickname.
Yeah.
Truck.
He likes to say that he's going to change his first name to Ford, because he wants to be Ford Truck.
Does he like Ford Trucks or something?
No, he just thinks it's funny.
Oh.
He's from Vietnam. He's, you know, he's got a simple sense of humor.
Simple Vietnamese.
No, it's great, because the only kind of movies he'll see are action movies or comedies.
You know...
Because he can't follow anything else.
I think... maybe that's it. One time, me and my girlfriend went out with a guy from, he was a friend of her family from, where was he from? Somewhere in Africa.
Uh-huh.
I always want to say, I don't know.
Zaire?
I want to say Zimbabwe, but it's not.
That's the best country name, Zimbabwe.
Anyway, Anyway, we went to see that movie with Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan. What's that called?
Ooh, More Money.
More Money?
That's not what it is. Cop flick,
Rush
right?
Hour? No.
Rush Hour.
Rush Hour? Okay.
That was a good movie. I like
it. Yeah, I liked it, but this guy thought it was the movie of the century.
Right,
you know?
Well, the thing is, if you don't have a good grasp of the English language, serious movies are hard to follow.
But he probably had a better grasp of the English language than I do.
That could be.
I mean, he was articulate.
Ah.
Yeah, I think he was kind of, I think he was a genius.
And anyone listening now knows that we're not articulate.
But
is there anyone listening now?
He loved Rush Hour.
Oh, there's people listening. I wish these people... you want us to talk for 20 more minutes?
We could go all night.
Oh, man. Well, you'll cut us all out in the rebroadcast anyways. As long as it's interesting.
You're the guy who edits it all out?
Sounds like you're J. Edgar Hoover. You want to keep taping us. You want incriminate. You want us to say something incriminating. You're going to blackmail us.
Oh, God. That was...
Like 45
minutes of song. Well, you can edit anything you want. Oh.
Did the members of Steenie Racing want to say any final words or anything? Or have they left? Are they back on their way to Duluth?
I think they're running.
Huh. So, we'll ask you guys a couple questions.
No,
yeah. You guys are the originators of this whole thing. Right? This is your baby. I'm kind of just interested that you got the six bands on your little label there. Right? Right? Which one, maybe you don't want to say this or not, but which one seems to sell the best? Steenie Racing?
Steenie Racing.
Do you want to say which one
sells
the best?
There's a cash cow.
But so like Steenie Racing sold like 8 copies and everyone else sold 0. They are the label. They're like your Pearl Jam.
This is not good because I
should
know.
Thrift Store,
I know, sold at least
2
CDs.
Really? How many have you given? Some of the bands have you given more away than you've sold?
We haven't given any away.
You haven't given any away?
No.
You haven't sent out any promos?
I gave one to my mom.
Couple.
They play it?
Really?
Awesome.
Oh, maybe helped.
Maybe
3 people maybe. In Superior with computers. Those Wisconsin people are morons. Green Bay fucking Packers, whatever. Brett Favre's a fag.
And,
hey, Brett Favre, if you're listening, come here and I'll kick your ass. Oh, look at me, I'm Brett Favre.
Well,
I don't know. Is there anyone of Scene Hipsterdom out there? Big Scene Hipsters out there? Scenesters? That's the beauty of it, isn't it?
Yeah. That's the reason we're doing so good tonight.
He's a local celebrity.
Is he? What did he do?
What has he done? Ah, okay. We don't want to do that. We're scared now. We have more questions for you.
We could talk about how much we hate Wisconsin some more.
You know, the only good thing about Wisconsin is the cheese.
Actually, every time I've been to Wisconsin, I've liked it a lot. Except,
I guess so.
Except Madison.
Madison.
That place is
dumb. That place is... Hey, speaking of Madison,
I'm just kidding.
The band Pelvis from Madison, they've got a CD coming out.
Isn't it out already?
They're having a release party. Okay. Oh, Mike giving something 5 stars. That's like, I don't even know what that is.
Are they having a release party here?
No, just in Madison. I'd promote it.
I might take a trip
to
Madison.
So you people
in
Superior that are listening, you should go down to Madison and catch that band Pelvis.
Going through Wisconsin Dells on the train is like a completely surreal experience.
Wisconsin Dells
Wisconsin's surreal. Ed Gein is from there, man. Come on.
Wisconsin Dells is great. Robot World. That's all I got.
I got
the two words, Robot World.
About the whole thing, all I keep hearing is, it's my dream vacation in the Dells. That's all I heard the whole
time. It's like all the cheesy, weird tourist attractions you can cram into one little
Welcome
town.
Welcome to Robot World.
And I think actually the view of like area there, which is really beautiful.
Yeah, it's a
but it's better for
gorgeous.
The plane than probably anywhere in the park area.
Well, and they have some great wooden roller coasters there, which is pretty nice.
Looks like a dirty second.
And what else? They've got a Ripley's,
you know, no.
Believe It or Not museum.
In Wisconsin Dells once, on the way back from Chicago, I had to get cash out of a cash machine. It gave me 20 extra bucks. And I looked at the receipt, and I was like, okay. And I kind of looked around, and I looked at the receipt again. I counted the money, and I was like, okay, it's definitely 20 extra dollars. Got home and checked my account, and it really did give me 20 extra dollars.
One time I got a five.
And where was that?
I know exactly. Every time I go there, I stop. It's just a little convenience store there, like right off one of the exits.
Has it ever, like, given you extra money since?
No, I didn't try again the next time. I was scared it wouldn't give me anything.
I've had extra money.
I remember him. I gave him extra 20.
I remember that guy.
I got extra money once from an ATM machine, but I had to... distributed the $10. I think I just got $10 out of it, and there was... another 10, like, poking out of there. I had to, like, pull on it to get it out. So I sat there and tugged on it.
Back in, like, 88, like, when ATMs were first starting to gain popularity, I went to go get money out, and I got, like, $100 out because I needed to pay off some bill. And I was, like, messing with my wallet or something after it came out. And all of a sudden, the machine sucked it all back in. It thought evidently that wanted, and it like sucked it back in, and I had to go and call, and they actually reviewed the videotape from the thing to see the money come out and me not take it. They could suck back in before they give me my money back.
All right, now I got to tell my funny ATM stories.
ATM stories on Coach and Six.
Yeah. Okay. So I was at the Norwest ATM over here. Shall I use Brene Brands or not? Okay. I don't want.
Yeah.
Anyway. So.
Over at the
So I'm in line, and there's this lady in front of me, right? And she's making her deposit in the ATM, whatever. And I'm sitting there writing what I'm going to do on my checkbook, on my steering column, right? And I was like, my pen started running out, and I started writing harder and harder, and all of a sudden it pressed hard enough where my horn on my car went, and it was summer, and the windows were open, and the lady in front of me stuck her head out of her car, and she says, I'm going as fast as I can.
So Coach and Six harassing old women.
Did you explain to her, or did you just...
That's your motto?
Or did you just flick her off?
Old women, to hell with you.
Coach and Six making old ladies cry.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Well, stay on the floor, you old woman. We're coaching Six.
Hey, what was that last thing about where the Nazi party represented?
No, we said that was when Phil was talking about being
attacked
when for his racist record review, and I just said we're sponsored by the Nazi party.
I never heard last week's rebroadcast.
Nazi humor.
And all I heard was, we're sponsored by the Nazi party.
Nazi humor goes over well on internet radio. Because they're the only ones listening to it. They think it's funny. Oh, they made a joke about it.
Christ,
in Idaho, they're all Nazis.
That's the best thing that could happen.
They're all Nazis in Idaho.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
Yeah, I get it.
Potatoes and Nazis.
That's
well,
you know, every time you buy a potato product, you're supporting the Nazi party.
So
I can't believe you punk rockers eat potatoes. Come on.
French fries.
French fries. Nazis.
Potato chips.
Nazis.
Nazis. So
Nazis.
This would be a good time to see what kind of Yachting support is out there. Free t-shirt
support. Oh, yeah. Whatever.
T-shirts.
We've tried that. I'll tell you what. If you...
No, I've got some somewhere. I don't know where they are.
Really?
Yeah.
We don't want...
Those are nice, though, aren't they?
Yeah. These goddamn...
Sounds like a lead into a train.
Women exploiting...
Women exploiting?
Those damn pictures.
That's the only reason anyone's coming to your radio show, because they look at the women pictures and they... think, hey, we got to listen to... We got to listen to the radio tonight.
Super Asbestos. stealing other people's bits now. I had something in my, something cool to say. And
I think we should interview
when
Katie.
You went on with,
Katie's wandered into the room.
Katie is the promo guru.
Katie, yeah, she's a Yahtzee person that hasn't had any airtime yet.
Come on, Katie.
Oh, she doesn't want any airtime.
Come on, you can say something witty.
Yes.
Yeah, we, I
well,
don't
this
think
show's a perfect representation of Fargo. There's never any women on it.
Yeah,
really?
Oh. We should just trash everybody we know.
Actually, you know what?
As long as no one's listening.
If there's
listening.
Actually people listening, I want them to send us a letter because I want to know who listens. I dare you. We don't have any t-shirts.
Nobody ever emailed anybody or to say what Orange 17 looked
no,
like based
no
on
no one
the
ever
music.
Emails anything.
No one
cares anymore.
How goddamn hard is it to write an email, you know?
I don't know.
Hey,
how
you
do we do
jerk.
That?
hey, you, the jerk with the computer. Why don't you write
hey,
to Yahtzee?
Hey, you, the one that's looking at porn while you're listening to this? You're a jackass.
With a small dick.
With a small dick. We dare you to write us a letter. Fuck you.
We don't,
send us a picture of your huge manliness. Come on, the one that you're bragging about right now. While you're listening to this, bragging to some 12-year-old. And it's not even a girl. Hey, guy, it's not even a girl you're talking to. It's a guy.
It's a guy acting like a girl.
Probably your cousin or something. Which one? We don't want we.
Hatemail at yahtzee.com.
Send that to johnlam@hotmail.com.
Oh.
Whoa, hey, send your dirty dick pictures to coach6@coachin6.com and they will give you a shirt.
And we'll publish it.
And we'll publish it on the it'll possibly make
it's going to
be
the
it
world's
might be
largest
the next,
amateur
it might
porn.
Be the next Steeny Racing cover. It's the CD party, release party for Steeny Racing, Big Dick from the Internet.
You could be famous.
The Show Us Your Dick Tour.
You're easily entertained, Roger.
Cover charge is $5. Get in free if you show us your dick.
is this the Northern radio station now?
Yep.
On Friday, we've got a buffet with all the trimming.
We have a buffet. We have a buffet.
We should have
you know
a Yahtzee buffet someday.
It's not even 7 minutes, is it? I listened to the whole thing. I listened to the whole thing one time. I already heard the loop started over.
Yeah,
yeah. Rogers on crack.
He's cracking it up.
So I'd have to say it. Bruce Williams.
He endorses Planet.
Oh.
Or no, I'm thinking Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis. I like Bruce Willis.
Bruce Williams on AM
thing. Oh, is he like, is he the guy that gives everybody financial advice? Like, I overdrafted my checkbook again. He's like, well.
Get a job.
Well, I guess you shouldn't write so many checks.
You gotta start getting these bands to do that.
This is Bruce Williamson for Coach.
This is
Six.
Steeny Racing on Coach and Six.
Well,
yeah,
we are. Orange 17 is on the radio right now. Really?
They've expanded their playlist.
Oh, there's two channels now or something.
There's two channels. Oh,
no, it's just one channel, but
they're just adding.
Right.
Bye, Cheryl.
So what's are we on the air right now, or is this being recorded for a later date?
No, this is on the air. We should record some promos
right
now.
How is 17 looping right now?
No, not right now. They're not.
I thought it was right this minute.
No, but we added.
Oh, okay.
They've been added to the rotation.
The repertoire.
How much do they have to pay for that? Nothing.
You should start charging.
You guys don't know how to work it. Orange 17. Oh,
you ever thought about charging? You ever thought about charging for little commercials on the station? Like,
they'd have to lie about their listener volume.
Yeah, I suppose you could advertise to 8 people. It's a really specialized audience.
total of 49 people actually tune in to the radio station. So
49 different people?
49 different people.
Hey, if you're one of those 49.
Congratulations.
Is that snap a picture of your dick.
Is that a...
Send it to Coach6 at coachin6.com.
We're all about the dick pics.
If you're a male. Fargo's first homosexual record label.
If, oh, wait, that's not...
Oh!
A good dick.
Females love good dick.
Well, now females, what are they supposed to do to get a t-shirt?
Show them their tits.
Okay.
We'll have fun.
You'll put them in a special album?
I'll put them on my computer.
Make a screensaver out of them?
You should make special girl shirts. I found that those sell well. Chad James even buys the girl shirts. You just buy really
full-size
small shirts,
girl shirts
and then just screen print Coach and Six on.
Like they're the size of a girl.
Like you buy a shirt and you put it on and it's like them from here to here topless.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I think I've seen those before.
Those are kind of corny.
Don't they sell those in the Johnson Smith catalog?
What's that?
The things you never knew existed, but...
Oh. Sounds like some sort of...
The things you never knew existed, but couldn't possibly live without catalog.
Yeah.
You know, novelties and shit.
Harriet
Carter. All that stuff.
This is my hefty J. Crew
book. Hefty
J. Crew. J. Crew for larger men.
Yep.
So, that would be a good idea, doing a Coach and Six. You know how Walmart gets their employees to pose for their flyers? Have Coach and Six. That would be a good idea.
This is Roger holding the new Steenie Racing CD.
Naked.
Roger works in shipping. This is Dan's niece showing off the new Modern Man CD. Niece. They've always got relatives in the Walmart catalog.
Yeah, that's true. You got, like, a son of cashier or whatever.
You guys ever going to get me out of this hole? I'm stuck in the hole. It's a
what?
Really big hole down here. It's dark. Help. Chad.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Oh. You even got a comedy bit in for the evening. This is like ready for syndication.
This is live internet radio.
We've said naughty words.
I love playing with the mics.
We've said naughty words. We've talked about drugs, penises.
Dicks. Well, we know. We found from last
tits.
Week that when we say something about sex or tits, that... Listenership goes up, I guess.
Shock radio. Are we shock jocks?
Yes. You suppose there's any people in town that like porn actors? We should
porn actors.
That always works.
That would
Howard
be
Stern.
Fun.
He always has like porn actors, like models.
Bring somebody through.
Yeah.
Say, hey, we got a radio show.
We got
you
this radio show. You
want to
drop in?
Eight people.
You want to drop in and like chat.
That's that Houston girl, the Houston 500, they called that.
Yeah.
I've seen her on Howard Stern.
But she was there, and you could, like, come in and, like, pay $5 and have her hang your tits over your head.
What a deal.
Oh, boy. Best $5
you'll
ever spend.
It was just kind of weird. We, like, just stopped in there.
Oh!
One time...
We all kind of, like, stood back, and one of my friends said...
He showed it.
So,
is that
when
the shark?
Is that when the dick fetish started for you? When you saw this man's dick?
Oh.
Prosthetic?
To show himself to people.
Ooh.
Like his drunk thing. He got beat up by Green Day's bouncer or bodyguard.
Because he waved his dick around?
Because he waved his dick at him as they were like. They like stopped the car and got out and pounded him.
I heard that Green Day were homophobes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Anyway, I completely lost my
brain of thought.
I was going to say something again, and you know, do you have that problem? Do you ever have that problem when you have something that you're going to say and then you forget it?
Yeah. Especially when rude people like myself interrupt you.
I wonder if there's something, you know,
about our name.
I wonder if there's something wrong with me.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it's just our name.
If I Phil.
Yeah.
PH forgetful Phil.
Yep. Phil went up a hill. You ever get that one? Have we had this conversation before?
What?
Phil went up a hill. When you were a kid?
No, I'd get filler up a lot. Like, hey, filler up. Ah, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
What is the Phil went up a hill?
That was it. That
Phil went up a hill. I don't know.
You had pretty uninventive people.
Yeah, they were all dumb. Yeah.
And we were at least a little bit better. We had this guy named V and our thing to him
was. You could have just said his name, and that was silly. Fee.
Fee.
Is he American?
Fee when? I would have just said fee fi fo fum all the time. That's about
how original we are.
I always wanted to call Dean Syme whenever I worked at Disc and Tape.
Yeah.
I wanted to call, every time I saw him, I wanted to say, hey, Dean the Marine. I always wanted to say that to him. But,
did you ever?
No, I never.
He's listening?
I doubt it.
He has a computer.
Well, yeah.
He has a Mac.
Does he?
Yeah.
A Mac.
He's a big Mac guy.
He is, huh?
Yep. I think he might have two.
You know, I can honestly say
I've
that.
I've given him illegal software. On Mac, Audion. Really? That's an excellent program.
Mac
users? Yep. That's
I listen
a good one.
On Winamp.
There's another one for Mac.
Amp Radio?
Yeah, Amp Radio.
That's a good one, too.
There's only been like one person listening to that.
Yeah, Audion's great.
I always listen on Winamp.
You should provide a download on your site for Mac player. Okay, I think it's panic.com. They're a cool little company. They got some cool shirts and stuff. Not that that matters.
I noticed on your screen capture you had Coach and Six
for on. Yes, I purposely did that, yeah. The first screen capture had nothing, and then I said, I better put Coach and Six on there.
I just wanted to let you know that I noticed and appreciated it.
Oh, thank you. Katie, have anything to say? Are you tired yet? Homework to do?
What time is it? 20 to 12? That's pretty good. It's not midnight yet.
No, it's not.
And the show is, for the most part, over. You can sit here and
listen
to us.
But I'm stuck in a hole.
We still have to wait for the fire department to get here to get little Timmy out of the hole.
I can't move.
Is that laughing?
I can't move. I'm down in the hole with Chad James. He's wanting to play songs for me.
Comedy bit. We need a slide whistle now, so after you...
Kibbles and bits. You're exactly right, sir.
So do you think John Madden will die this year?
John Madden
and Pat Summerall? They're just going to keel over during a Rams game.
Oh, my God! Maybe that should be the next...
He'll die too?
He'll kill himself. He'll kill himself and like...
I just love that Kurt Warner story, don't you?
Maybe that should
be a grocer.
Maybe that should be the next Yacht Scene poll. When do you think John Madden will die?
Okay.
And like have it all this year.
The fat guy. No.
No.
That's because he helped write. Nobody's friends with Russ Meyer.
That's true. He's probably.
He's friends with Russ Meyer, so he's not gonna die.
Russ Meyer.
Russ Meyer, king of the big
Bastard
boobed
Pussycat,
women movies.
Kill Kill.
Big boobed women.
Return to the Valley of the Dolls.
Beyond the Valley of the Dolls.
Beyond the Valley of the Dolls, yeah. Mudhoney.
He makes good movies.
Yeah. He's just cool.
Yeah, I think so. Well, he co-wrote Beyond the Valley of the Dolls with Russ Meyer.
So
that skinny guy never wrote nothing.
He wrote reviews for what the
God
Chicago
was up there. God was up there and he's saying, if I take the fat guy, there'll never be no sequel to Beyond the Valley of the Dolls.
He's really waiting for the sequel.
He's a patient
guy,
though.
He or
she. God is a patient guy.
It? God?
Hey, God's been hooked up to the web forever.
Well, no.
I don't think God watches me take showers very often.
Well, you were the first one.
Like, oh, man, that's bad.
I'm going to take that orange TV with me tonight. No one else bid more than a dollar.
How do you know? You haven't checked your email. Or wait, the Roger gets the email for
right.
that, doesn't he?
All
Did
email.
We even give an email address for that?
No, we didn't. I made one up. Coach and Six, we're going to plug something again.
I'm going to plug the Fresh Cow Pie CD for anybody that's still listening. You should order it. Send
cow
$8 or $9, $10 maybe, to Fresh Cow Pie, 5112 77th Avenue Southeast, Montpelier, North Dakota, 58472. That's Fresh Cow
and
Pie.
And if that was too fast for you, we'll post it
Tractor
on
Tractor Tunes Volume 1.
That was called?
That's what it's called.
I'm going to order one of these tomorrow.
It's good. It's fresh.
Should I order the custom cover or should I order the other one?
Well, the other one, the actual cover is kind of cool.
I think this little thing is kind of cool, though, where like he had like seven different people do the covers.
Yeah.
And you get you get the piece of paper that says there's a little circle around it that shows who
Yeah, there's some
cover.
Cool custom covers, but I don't know how many he has of those. I think it's maybe only like 20 or 30 or something.
Well, yours is number 37.
Oh, okay. Okay, so there's at least 30.
I think that letter said 100.
100?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He must have made 1,000 of these. That's like
500, I think.
500? Oh.
Yeah.
Make another 500 for like $2.
Really? Well, maybe he got 1,000.
I bet he did.
I don't
know. It's cheaper. It's way cheaper if you make 1,000.
But, well, anyway, it's a limited edition compilation, and it's got, if you're a music geek, it's got a lot of, you know, rare shit on it.
Steeny Racing.
Okay, well,
I think we should quit.
I think
now.
We're running out of gas. So, you're listening to Off Broadway on Coach.
Which is really
Six,
Off Broadway tonight.
Which is sponsored by Super Asbestos.
Super Asbestos!
And Yachtzine.com.
Yachtzine!
So, this is Phil and Phil. We'll see you, and Little Timmy in the Hole.
Little Timmy in the Hole, Katie on the floor.
Bye-bye.
Sex bye-bye, bed. Good night. Sex bed.
Nobody's here to turn it off.
No, really, really, guys, let me out. Breakdown!
Okay. Do we know how to turn the mic off?
Roger. Roger, turn the mics off, man. This show will be rebroadcast. Oh, Phil knocked down the dildo microphone. Tonight's show will be rebroadcast March 2nd, 5th. 2nd and 5th from 6:30 to noon. 6:30 to noon? Is that 6:30 a.m.?
6:30 a.m.!
No one on the internet's up at 6:30 in the morning. Employees at work...
They haven't gone to bed by that time.
No one at work even comes in before then, and we're an internet company. Noon. That's like morning. There's still six people listening.
There's still
six people listening.
There's people listening after
they've fallen asleep at their computers.
Somebody's got to turn these mics off.
Pot. By one. Okay, so pot,
stop,
tits,
start
and sex.
Talking about pot.
We never talked about pot.
Did we?
Roger's been smoking
pot.
When you started smoking pot, the count went up by one.
When I lit up that J. Oh, hey, man, it says a different number now. Hey, Dan, what's that say? Oh, boy.
Is Spicoli up there with you, too? Hey, where's your Vans, Roger? Hey, Roger's wearing Vans tonight.
Sponsored by Vans.
Checkered Vans. Coach and Six brought to you by Spicoli. What? Oh, now that we've started picking on him, he's going to fade us out.
Mm,
or he's going to do a little fashion show.
He's got a blazer.
Got a blazer.
Look out, he's got a blazer. Roger's got a blazer. And it's maroon. The six people who are listening, why would they care?
Roger,
about
do you really? What is with the between 8 and 12 beer show?
You've got
absolutely
you've got
nothing about it.
Matching blazers, even.
Does anyone here know anything about the between 8 and 12 beer show with Scott Wolf? Well, hey, we're getting all snazzied up here.
Are we gonna do the tighten up?
I think I've got Brian Eveslag's jacket.
Yeah, this is...
Let's go do a little Broadway show out there in front of everyone. What do you think?
Two shots to shots.
I'm ready.
How did I get this one?
I don't know. I thought he's small for you.
I've got the Chris Farley jacket.
Concordia.
Looks like Concordia.
Big guy in a little
Chris up.
Now let's see if it fits any better with...
Not only are we playing make-believe, but now we're playing dress-up.
See, they're going to, like, roll a sample, and we're going to, like, sing over it.
Roger's mom's going to bring down popcorn pretty soon.
Bring down popcorn cookies.
Hey, guys, I don't need to watch this.
You guys having fun playing radio?
We really...
You guys want to go to the bar?
Timmy...
They can fend for themselves. They should be in bed.
Internet.
You all should be in bed now.
And this has been over for like, you know, half an hour now. All right, everybody.
If anyone listening wants to meet the coach in
Arizona, or where are they?
Oh, I've cut myself on the mic. I'm suing these guys. Oh.
It's Jim's mic, though.
Zespi. Drag you, Zespi. I'll get you.
Oh.
I should try that one on, though. That might fit me.
I don't know if it's ever coming off.
Uh-oh, I know.
I should have put some butter on first.
Butter.
Crisco.
Crisco in the sex bed.
Oh, yeah.
Roger's Den of Decadence.
With these little dried
flowers. Hey, Roger, I thought of another show we can have. Let's have Roger's Den of Decadence every week. You up for that? All right.
If I keep laughing like this.
Roger's Den of
Decadence.
Oh, this is cool.
It fits you much better.
It really does.
And next week we will have Black Eyed Susan in the studio.
Never. Really?
Rebecca Rice?
Yeah. Oh, whatever.
No.
Black Eyed Susan, Rebecca Rice.
Women representation from Fargo.
Well, we don't have her coming. Dude. I was just saying that because of the chimes. You remember they had chimes with their little drum
and
kit?
Accordion
chimes. I told you guys there were actually 49 people listening.
49 people?
They can all screw off.
You suck, all of you.
As if ratings really matter to you guys.
Ratings, schmatings.
Ratings, yeah.
Ratings are for corporate whores.
This is independent music here. We're talking.
This day doesn't exist.
Well,
oh, until midnight. Is it midnight yet?
The people that are still listening, their ribs obviously must hurt as hard as mine do.
You think so?
It's leap day.
They're laughing at themselves for listening to this schlock.
It's
leap day.
Anyone who has a birthday on leap day, call in right now.
Call in.
The first caller gets a free cake.
Because you're really only 4 years old right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Those, So
well, just like Ryan and his girlfriend's anniversary is today.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Like, it was like 4 years ago. So he's wondering if they've only been... Do you know he's getting married?
Yeah.
I didn't know that until today.
He's been, like, engaged for 10 years.
Yeah, he sent me a letter today. He's like, did I tell you I'm getting married in August? I was like, no. He's like, I can't really remember which people I've told or not.
Once you get married, the fight just leaves you, I guess.
Yeah.
No, he's not gonna be a very good editor anymore.
Holly's whittled Bozeski down to nothing. He's an empty shell of a man.
I say you guys are exiting the area of your profession.
Profession?
Oh, he said it with us.
I'm married.
Oh, I see what he's saying.
You're supposed to be comedic, though. You're supposed to go. Uh-huh. The joke's going.
I thought you were just kicking us off the mics.
No, that's the reason. That's the reason I was joking about marriage, oh. Just because I knew Roger was married.
Oh.
Roger's the straight guy. We're the gay guys. And
we're the gay guys. You're the straight guy. We're the ones that want those pictures.
Did you know that I used to listen to a lot of Rod Stewart when I was a kid?
Really?
I could be gay.
Katie saw Rod Stewart, didn't you?
No, like my...
Don't ask, don't tell.
My parents... I listened to my parents' records when I was a kid, and I listened to a lot of Rod Stewart. Like, yeah, I listened to a lot of Rod Stewart. I listened to... what's the name of the album?
Oh, okay.
Every Picture Tells a
Story. I've been told to tell you three
and,
listeners that are actually listening.
Never a dumb moment.
If you temporarily get disconnected, it's because we'll be switching back to our regularly scheduled program, now in progress.
Okay.
At some point.
I remember that was big on the radio.
You sure you don't want to talk into the mic, Katie?
And I think one time my parents
it gives you the feeling
like,
of rock star
like
quality.
Listening to it on the radio and I was embarrassed.
Once you get it, you don't want to give it up. You've got like Kunkka syndrome once you have a microphone.
I think this show has degenerated now
it's
to where it was
into
shows.
Me making fun of people.
Three people are still listening and I can't believe
man,
it.
Man, where are they from? No clue?
They're FBI people.
FBI.
They're trying to find the IP address.
FCC, they're using this as proof why they can't deregulate the airwaves.
This is what will happen.
They're taping this for
You know what was in North Dakota tonight?
This is proof that any moron
it was the North Dakota Republican caucuses. Caucus. It was a caucus.
I heard Bush won.
Yeah.
Don't say, you can't say that word anymore.
Cock? Cock us.
What about shuttlecock?
Republican? Is that the word I can't say? Or cock? Or Bush?